Sony Pictures Television says they'll dedicate an unspecified amount of money to identify, develop, and champion writers, producers, and directors from underrepresented programs. This move comes about a year after the company put $100 million toward a social justice fund amid the Black Lives Matter protest. The project is to help build a diverse community of talent. A study by the Annenberg Inclusion Initiative shows inclusion is going up for women and minorities, but they are often shown in isolation. Cinemark has reached an agreement with five major studios that creates a quicker turnaround for new movies to be placed online. The company signed a deal with Universal Studios in November to put new movies online through premium on-demand platforms 17 days after they open in theaters. However, films that generate at least $50 million must play exclusively in theaters for 31 days. Cinemark now has similar agreements with Warner Brothers, Disney, Paramount, and Sony Pictures. Cinemark notes that the deals have unique attributes specific to each studio. Marvel is announcing a release date for its second Black Panther film. Black Panther 2: Wakanda Forever is scheduled to hit theaters on July 8, 2022. Letitia Wright, Danai Gurira, and Lupita Nyong'o are expected to star in the film, written by Ryan Coogler. Filming is set to get underway this summer in Atlanta. Fans have a lot of questions since Chadwick Boseman died. However, a cast member has shared that the film was reshaped to honor Boseman. With the latest in entertainment, I'm Morgan Wood.